The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I am sorry. Are you okay?
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to The Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Smile one more time. It's a problem of years though. You don't know who you fucking with.
Buck roll.
Who am I? The baddest man on the planet. And got a right hand for any man don't understand it. What I don't understand is how we got up off the canvas. Happen to the standard 8 count, I'm a Caleb Plantum. Sweet hands, look at him. He in the wrong corner looking for someone to tag. Man, I count his jab with a overhand right. Good night, back to the canvas. James Tony lights out, knockdowns and flashes. I see you made it past the gatekeepers and that's good. Hope you a plate cleaner, you eating with a savage. Have him thinking it's Margarito. Hands wrapped in plastic, cruising through weight classes. Undisputed Evander, you know that I'm major. Hit him one time, have him dancing like Frazier. Knock him off the ring, through the ropes, off the apron, and there's no.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of the Border Wars episodes. This is your show. Today we're going to be discussing the card and how it's unfolding. Shout out to Stainless for the intro. So we got a couple of fights that are official, and obviously some that we wanted haven't come to fruition just yet. Alex Vega from Florida will be taking on Chris Vega from somewhere in Texas. I want to say between Lubbock and Plainview, Texas. Then we got Anthony Forbes, also from Florida, taking on Nathan from Wisconsin. We have James Benitez from Atlanta taking on Rocky Rodriguez, who I believe is also from Florida. Esteban from Oregon hasn't yet paid but has accepted the fight with Oscar Williams from Wisconsin. And as of right now, those are the only four fights that we have. Plenty of people paid, but no fights for them as of yet. Elijah Addox has paid. Sean Jones has paid. CYP has paid. Javon has paid. Trevor Eli has paid. But we need opponents for them. So anybody that is interested in finding out a little bit more about our amateur boxing tournament, come on down. Shoot us a question. Phone lines are open. You can use Discord or Twitter Spaces to get all your questions asked and answered. You can also use those same platforms to call in and promote your fight. Right now, we just have four official fights. We do have Adrian working in the background on a big USA boxing fight that otherwise would take place on a national card. Hopefully, we can get that done for our card. And we've already put in the necessary paperwork to have our event sanctioned by the WBC. What that means is if we are approved, one winner will receive a genuine WBC belt, so that'll probably be for the main event, and the other 19 fights will receive WBC medals, kind of like Sean Porter got before he got the fight with Earl, or Danny, should I say, or Earl, should I say, I don't know, but yeah, so we're waiting for that to officially have our, you know, show approved by the WBC and have them be a part of our show. This way we could give out even better, you know, rewards and trophies to the winners. Obviously, the real trophy is the bragging rights, so hopefully you guys are putting in the work. No fight with Supermax, as I said already. Supermax is a bit of a cherry picker. He's only going to fight Jerron Wolf, and that is a fight that probably isn't going to happen. I don't know. I'll check Jerron right now. Actually, I can't even check him. That particular challenge ended, so I would have to wait for him to join the new challenge and, see where his steps are at. You know, because if you can't do 10,000 steps, you might as well not fight. You know what I mean? You're going to get in there and get crushed. But, salute to everybody. If you want to call in, you know how to do it. Twitter Spaces and Discord available. We got Days, who called out Jonathan Sims. Still no payment from Days. No payment from Sims. So all talk as far as I'm concerned.
Yo.
Come
on, Ness. Listen to this. Hold on.
I mean, what is that supposed to be? Undertaker? Because it don't sound good.
Jonathan Sims! Stop ducking me, son.
Mm.
You said your phone fell in the toilet while you was taking the shit. It's been 2 weeks, my nigga. 2 weeks, my nigga. It don't take that long to replace a goddamn iPhone, Jonathan Sims. I smell pussy. Jonathan Sims, man. Border Wars needs us, man. G-Von, he's pussy. He's ducking CYP. He don't want no smoke with CYP. He calls in every show, oh, I want the prison. I don't want to kill this nigga. I want the prison. I dropped the soap. Devon, you're not scaring nobody with them phone calls, my nigga. You ducking my nigga CYP. Shout out to TBX, nigga. You ducking my nigga CYP. You don't want no smoke. So, Jonathan Sims, let's save Border Wars. These niggas, they not bringing no hype to this event. This the boxing voice. This Nestor Gibbs. Jonathan Sims, let's get it. Let's fight, my nigga. Let's get it. You always calling in, quoting the Bible. The Bible can't save you from getting your ass knocked out, nigga. I'm going to do you how Body did H2O. I'm on that type of time. It's my last time calling you out, my nigga. Let's do it. As soon as you say yes, I'm going to send Ness the bread, and we're going to get it in. On everything I love, my nigga, we're going to do this. You feel me? That's my call, Ness. Salute to the Boxing Voice, the biggest podcast in the motherfucking world, man. Let's make the Border Wars the biggest boxing event of the motherfucking year, man. Let's get it. Let's get it, Ness.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let me see. All right. Pardon me. So, I did put the link for the Step Challenge. Anybody wants to join the Step Challenge? Obviously, the Step Challenge was inspired by Border Wars, trying to make sure that Supermax got his 10th hour in, and so does his opponent, who's like 300 and something pounds. But from what I checked, Jerome hasn't made 10,000 steps in, I don't know. However, that's who Supermax wants to fight, somebody that's not even out here moving. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Supermax, the cherry picker. Yeah, looks like we got Delo Mio, Joe Pilot. What up?
You already know, man. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You already know, man. This Border Wars, man, is dying a slow death, man, after G-Von and CYP pulled out, you know? My boy A-Side Tip is trying to save the card, but, you know, his opponent kind of ain't calling in, man, and matching that energy. Yeah, man, I'm praying to the boxing gods that CYP and G-Von can come to an agreement and get in that ring and swing, man, because, you know, G-Von was selling a fight. CYP, you know him. He's always selling the fight, selling his product, which is, choose your position. It's not the same, man. The Battle of the Vegas, Killshot versus Zorro, you know. We riding with Zorro that are Vega, man, you know. He's been putting in the work. Yeah, he hasn't sent in no footage, but don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. He's coming to fight. Every time I talk to him, he's lifting weights, running miles. He's doing the bag work. He's doing all the important stuff, you know, and that's what's important. And And yeah, and that's what's important is all the stuff he's doing behind closed doors. James Benitez and Rocky, those are both my boys. You know, I can't pick one or the other, man. Even though I rock with Benitez, you know, the long way. Pause. And yeah, man, it's gonna be great. It's gonna be a great event, man. If you ain't got nothing to do, pull up to Milwaukee, man. You know, the home of Certified Trap. If you don't know who that is, Google him, YouTube him. Yeah, man. G-Von and CYP, man. Get to an agreement and get in the ring and swing, man. Y'all, you know, the YouTube, the boxing circles need you. Need y'all. Need that fight. That's our Benavidez and Canelo fight right there. That's the Benavidez and Canelo. We need that fight. Like, damn, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. Who else is on the card? My boy Spider Rico, man. You know, Spider Rico's coming in. Getting in the ring and swinging, man. He found his opponent. And, you know, he's going to bless us with a call later. We is me. Me is we. I is you, you know? Yeah, man, it's going to be a great event. Pop out and support the show. I'm out of here.
All right. You know, shout out to you. I forgot to add Tip to that. He main event Tip versus Emperor King. So far we got 5 official fights. Malcolm, what up?
Yo, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Shout out to you, Ness. Shout out to the Boxing Voice, man. And shout out to Border Wars. Yeah, I'm on the same page as the last caller, man. I'm not going to lie, yo. I was super hype about fucking G-Von and CYP and then the whole weight issue, man. You know, it fucked with me. I just wanted to see that fight, man. After, I remember some months back that you and CYP were going at it. And you're like, yo, you've been caller of the year for 5 years straight and you never been on fucking Border Wars. And I'm like, damn. And, you know, you about to get on it and then this shit happened, you know. If G-Von's listening, bro, you said it was personal. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's whether you want the credit for weight or not, just get in the ring, man. You know what I'm saying? Just settle it that way. You feel me? You said it was a personal thing with you and CYP. Just take it that way, bro. Like, it had the best buildup of pretty much all the fights. You know, I see Tip Bayless is out here talking a bit. But he's fighting, what, Emperor King, correct? Yo?
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's fighting Emperor King or whatever. But I just don't hear too much about... You know what I'm saying? I'm not hearing too much of what callers going back and forth. You feel me? I know about Vega. Shout out to him. I do look forward to seeing my boy Spider Rico, man. Caller of the year for sure. He's definitely technically sound, man. When I first heard his calls, I'm like, yo, he be saying some bullshit. You know, and then I looked him up and I was like, oh shit, this motherfucker can fight. You feel me? So I look forward to that too. But yeah, that's really it, man. I'm going to keep tuning in. You know, shout out to Boxing Voice, man. I really want that G-Von and CYP. And then I want to give you a shout out too, Ness. I was kind of bored the other day. I looked at your old fight with Gus. If you remember that shit. And I'm like, it
Gus
makes
the
sense
Bus. Gus the Bus. Yo, that white boy, yo. Yeah, he had me shook.
Wilder fan. You was trying to hit him with that Wilder right hand. Like, you was looking for that shit. My boy was like, yo, you ain't gonna take no points hitting on behind the head. I'm like, yo.
Gus the Buzz, man. Cornbread white boy. That motherfucker had me shook talking all that shit. I ain't never met a white boy talk that much shit. I was like, damn, he gonna bring it. That was funny.
Yeah, man, that shit was crazy, man. But shout out to Boxing Boys, y'all. I'm gonna keep tuning in, Ness. So appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for tuning in. Shout out to anybody that goes back and listens or watches old episodes or old Border Wars shows, man. That is totally appreciated around these parts. But we do have G-Von, man. Is he going to say today, man?
Hey, Ness, man. What's going on, man? This is a big conspiracy, huh? People trying to get me out, try to get me out the woods and shit, man.
Hey, man. CYP said he ready. He said it today. Hey,
I know what he said, but he's not ready. I'm telling you that much. 185, like, he can go play with Keem, Vega, somebody else, man. I've been told you, man. I feel disrespected, man. I sent you my way in, right? Like, this dude told me he was a heavyweight. I felt disrespected and shit. I thought I was about to have a good fight. You get what I'm saying? Like, I thought, like, okay, let's get it on. At the end of the day, I mean,
bro, Sean is there then. Fight Sean. He's a heavyweight. People want to see you on the card, and he could fight somebody else. He still paid. You still paid.
Yeah, shout out to that, man. Like I said, people want me to say Border Wars and shit. Man, everybody got to tell the people's champ why he lied. He told me he was sitting at the big table. He over there with the kids. You get what I'm saying? Like, these dudes calling in trying to talk crazy and shit. These dudes is fat as hell. They talking about 5'6", 200-something pounds. These motherfuckers about to lose a battle with obesity. You get what I'm saying? It's all fun and games till you keep poking the bear and the bear rip your fucking face off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's funny. Like, it is what it is. At the end of the day, I got my reasons. And, yeah, I know I said shit personal. But at the same time, the reasons why it was personal, hey, my brother I know my brother wouldn't have respected me beating down on some fucking motherfucker 50 pounds lighter than me that's tearing a fucking bicep trying to throw a punch, trying to break a leg, jumping on boxes. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him for getting in the ring and doing some shit, because I didn't even think he would do that. But like I said, man, I was lied to. I was bamboozled. I thought I was the one pulling the okey-doke.
You can't be going down this sob story. Like, that dude who you didn't even believe in went and did his physical, got his book, and took it a step further. He actually took an amateur fight that's on his record. Like, he's showing you he want to do this.
And shout out to him. But like I said, man, when it comes to all this shit, everybody just keep the same energy when you see the bear in real life. You get what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Like, people want to awaken the bear and do what they got to do, and it is what it is. I get it. Shout out Border Wars. You know what I mean? We're trying to promote the fuck out this bitch. But, hey, my fee's paid up. Somebody else, I don't know, if somebody else trying to get on, they can use my fee money. Or I don't know if it's transferable or whatever the fuck,
man,
case might
Sean
be.
Sean want to fight you.
Hey, I've been told people, if Sean pull up on me or whatever and it gets personal, then fuck it, I'll fight him Border Wars or some shit.
Why he can't but just have a regular fight?
Because I'm telling you, man, I don't care for Border Wars. I don't. Shout out to you, Ness.
But what about all your fans? You got all these people that's dying to see you fight.
Nah, they don't care for that. They want to see CYP hurt.
Because
at the end of the day, a lot of these people don't like CYP. And I know a lot of these people don't like me because I'm a fucking redneck conservative, a colored redneck conservative, blacksican that lives out in the fucking mountains, and I talk my shit. You get what I'm saying? Fuck our current president. It is what it is, right? People hate that shit. But at the same time, everybody be hating on CYP too. And everybody want to see him hurt, but don't nobody even want to step in the ring with him. You get what I'm saying? That dude is small weight. You get what I'm trying to tell you? I'm beating on a kid. There ain't no respect in that. I ain't going to be able to sleep fucking good. I know my brother would look at me too like, what the fuck wrong with you? You get what I'm saying? If you in the streets and you know, somebody talk crazy, it is what it is. I slap a five-year-old in the face. You get what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm not going to fly across the country to put a fucking whooping on some little boy. You get what I'm saying?
And
I'm not with that shit. It is what it is, man.
With the muscles of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Come on.
Hey, man, look, I just don't even care for Border Wars. Like I said, people can try to awaken the bear, take your best shot. It is what it is. A lot of these people talking reckless, but then you got these motherfuckers thinking, like, let me call him out. Because, you know, I know you see what's going on there in the back chat. This dude trying to talk crazy. I know he, like, what, 5'8", 280 pounds?
Who?
You about to fucking, I don't know who's that, the big fat boy who called first that's calling out Jay Sims and shit.
Oh, Days.
Yeah, shout out to him, but he just fat as hell, man. I can't fuck with that kind of shit. At least CYP, I know he thought he could hang with the heavyweights because that motherfucker an athlete. You get what I'm saying? These dudes is fat as fuck. They about to lose a battle with fucking obesity. You want to fight me? Fight your fucking weight first. You get what I'm saying? I ain't fucking with these dudes, man. People need to learn how to stay in their lane, man. CYP, shout out to him. But at the same time, like I said, he ain't in my weight class. He should have told me that from the beginning. Stay in your fucking lane. Keep jumping on fucking boxes. When it comes to Days, you know what I mean? Stay in your lane. Go back to fucking Hometown Buffet or whatever the fuck you be at. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers need to stay in their lane. But like I said, man, if you see me in person and want to awaken the bear, try the bear. The bear will rip your fucking face off. Shout out to Border Wars. Shout out to Ness. And we'll see how the shit continues to go, man. But as of this point, man, I don't know, man. I just can't. I can't get up for this shit. I'm about to fight some undisciplined fat fucks who can't even take 10,000 steps. I mean, we got people pulling out because they can't even pass physicals.
Sean ain't undisciplined. Sean got amateur fights.
All right, but Sean is who? Who the fuck is that guy?
What? He's fought in Border Wars. He's got like 3 fights in Border Wars, 3 amateur fights. He's got his own insurance company. Like, yeah, nah, the dude is legit.
Hey, man, I don't know. Maybe one day we'll throw hands, but September 14th, you know what I mean? UFC September 14th, we got Canelo Berlanga. That shit about to be a movie. And you already know, man, I got $150 on the fucking heads of any Puerto Ricans that get knocked the fuck out. But then at the same time, what the fuck? You told me it's nothing but Puerto Ricans fighting. That's how I know these motherfuckers is out of control and somebody need to knock their ass the fuck out. Because how we got a bunch of Puerto Ricans fighting each other?
Only this 2, crazy. Only 2. I told you, one is Mexico, Puerto Rico, and one is Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico.
Well, I mean, shit. Regardless, at the end of the day, I need me some Puerto Rican blood on the canvas. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna get people paid. It is what it is, man.
You made CYP call in, man. You know he gonna talk about you. You prolonging this fight, man. You prolonging this fight.
It is what it is. It is what it is, man. At the end of the day, he could talk his shit, but we sit in at different tables. I got a full size chair. He got them little plastic chairs. You get what I'm telling you? He's at the kiddie table.
So what about my sparring idea here in Vegas?
Hey, I'm with it, but when you really trying to do it? Because you said August. I'm gonna be August 3rd. I'm in LA for the Bud fight, and then outside of that, didn't supposedly he need 2 weeks? So you telling me that in 2 weeks he gonna go in to the ring with me with zero training?
But all we need is an agreement. Then we come together for a date, my brother.
Yeah, I mean we can see when we do that. You know what I mean? But I know that shit ain't gonna happen. August, the motherfucker is allegedly injured, and then he jumping on boxes and shit. About to pull a leg, break a leg and shit. It's crazy, man.
Okay, so what if he says, fuck it, I want to fight this dude. He talked too much shit. I'm coming in at 203. Now you can't complain.
Yeah, that's a fact. Let him come in at 203.
All right.
Because I'm coming in what I'm coming in at. You get what I'm saying? I feel good at this weight. And it is what it is. You know what I mean? I ain't worried about a motherfucking thing. This motherfucker's 7 years older than me.
So, to be clear, the only way you take it is if it's a heavyweight bout. That's what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me get to him and other callers because he's on the line. CYP, what up?
Man, you know what's funny? He killed himself at the end of the conversation when he says, I feel good at this weight. Did anybody hear that part? So you could feel good at your weight, but I'm the pussy for wanting to feel good at my weight when I'm the fucking A-side. When everybody's been wanting to fight me for 5 years and you just supposedly signed up low-key. But I'm going to be honest with you. What I really think it is, because if we follow the timeline, y'all going to realize there's a lot of lying going on here. When we first mentioned this fight, G-Von said he was 215 pounds. Or he said, I'm not coming in no lighter than 215. 215 was the magic number. So I said to myself, okay, 215, I'm 195, no problem. That's very simple how it started. Within 2 weeks, that motherfucker went from 215 to 230 in 2 weeks. If I'm lying, I'm flying. The back call listening, tell me I'm lying. Bo knows the truth. He literally put on 15 pounds plus, because now he says 230 plus. So he went up 15 pounds plus within 2 weeks of negotiations. But I'm the scary one. My guy, you need more weight to fight me. And then you know how motherfuckers be saying they pricing themselves out. You waited yourself out. And still, the governing body can say they'll take it, but you still say, nah, I won't do it, nah, I won't do it. One thing I don't like, everybody knows, is liars. CYP been on the show 6 years. I've been here longer than you, Yvonne. There is not a recording nowhere that CYP has ever said he's over 200 pounds. I've never, ever once told nobody I weigh over 200 pounds. Not last year, not 2018, 19. I've never weighed 200 pounds. I said every single year. But I will fight anybody. I'm always the nigga who rumbles niggas bigger than me. Everybody knows that. People who see me in person know I'm not no little dude. Everybody know I'm not small. I ain't little. I ain't never been little. But you're going to use that as an excuse. When the truth of the matter is, dog, if we stood next to each other side by side, you say you 6'2", so you might be taller, but you probably ain't bigger than me. I'm going to keep it real with you. Everybody seeing me in person can tell you CYP is much bigger than he weighs. Much bigger than he weighs. And this is not about size. This is about you coming in the weight that you're comfortable at and me being comfortable in my weight. That's it. That's it. There's not. There's no other excuse to it. I want to be comfortable just like you so we can give the people a good-ass fight. I don't know why that seems to be a problem for you, but I got to ask you this. If your brother would be so disappointed in you or you would be so disappointed, what's your amateur record, dog? Like, where's your amateur record at? Where is this acclaimed boxing record that we can't find? We can't seem to find no boxing record on this dude who's so acclaimed at boxing, who's going to be so disappointed. I'm confused here because I'm the track star, right? You go to IAAF.com or worldathletics.net. I'm on there. I'm on there with Usain Bolt. I'm on there with Carl Lewis. I'm on there, buddy. So I'm acclaimed. You're not really acclaimed. You just talk a lot. Like, where is your fight? Dude, this is what I want you to do when you call back in. Give us the link to your actual amateur record. He just told you, the other heavyweight dude, he got three fights. He got this. We don't know you like that. You just be talking a good game, my dog. You. The truth is, this is the real hardcore truth. If you really are a tough guy, Jivon, you respect me, dog. That's why you don't want to fight me, because you respect me, but you just won't come out and say that you respect me. You know it. You thought that CYP was all talk. You thought that CYP just run his mouth. Then CYP signed up. Like, damn. Then CYP said he's going to do three fights. I'll do one this week coming up. Damn, he did it. Like, this nigga is serious. You started to realize, like Tim Boesky, shout out to Tim Boesky, y'all realize that CYP really is about that action. He really will be all up in your catcher's mitt. He really will rush you. He could take a punch. It ain't nothing to him to fight. That scared you because you know I'm the biggest dog in the room. Woo, motherfucker. It's me. It ain't you. Dog, recognize dog. You a dog just like me, baby. I'm real about it, Jivon. You a dog just like me. But we all know who's the king of the motherfucking hill. We know it's me. That's why you're making excuses up. I run this town. I'm Jay-Z. I run this town tonight. It's me. It ain't you. My baby know it. My baby said it. He's singing the song. He know. Everybody here knows I'm that dog. I don't know why you're going to let 185 bother you, dog. Don't let that bother you. Come on down. Let's make these people happy. Let's get out there and have a fight for everybody's entertainment, and let's get this shit popping. That's all you got to do is sign on down the line and say, you know what, man? CYP, you talk too much. I'm going to beat your ass. And then you're going to get all the credit you deserve from everybody here. They're going to give you credit for whooping my ass, dog. I'm older than you. I'm this. I'm that. I don't care about none of that, man. I don't care about none of that. Come whoop my ass. And secondly, Tenez, if we do have that meeting where we can set up a fight in Vegas, I'm down with that too. It's whatever. But I don't see how it would change my weight. I don't see how that would matter. So if you could
it would be a sparring session, so you don't have to worry about sanctioning and getting anything approved. But
I'm cool. I'm down with that. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
If he's down, I'm down.
He is right about the timeline. I mean, we almost already in August, and you know that'll make us 1 month out from Border Wars. So it is hard to get it done.
No. He's definitely right about that. And I want to keep it real. When it comes down to it, I believe Jivon's a dog. I do. I believe Keem is a fighter. I believe this shit. There's certain things when you are real, when you recognize game, you real. But Jivon, if you don't think I'm a dog, come with my ass, my man. I think you know for a fact, dog, that CYP in person will throw hands on your motherfucking ass. And in that ring, he come in there to embarrass you. And you losing to me is much worse than me losing to you. That's why you don't want to fight me, dog. You don't want to fight me. I get it. But, you know, make up more excuses and lie to people about CYP weight gate. When Bo will call in and be honest, yes, 215 is what Jivon originally said. It was 215. Now it's 230 plus. Could somebody tell me who sounds like the duck? The dude who wants to put on more weight for the smaller man, or the dude who says, let's wait and see what the commission says. CYP out.
All right. We got Joker.
What up, Ness? How you doing, bro?
Street.
Fuck, man. My boy. My boy is acting like David. Fucking fugazed us, bro. Telling us he was gonna fight Carlos Moore, and he didn't, bro. God damn, I'm kind of disappointed. And then you got my Jamaican wannabe father in the back call. In the 24/7 calling him out too, bro. Everybody wants the chef smoke. He ain't trying to smoke nobody. Talking about he a bear, man. You ain't no bear. You just a panda bear, the softest bear there is.
No, Abe, you ain't flipping on him.
Hey, bro, come on. I know he would have fought CYP in the cell, not giving a fuck if he was smaller or not. he would fight him in a street fight, not giving a fuck if he was smaller or not. But he can't do it in a ring with headgear. What you scared of, G-Von? Get in the ring and handle the business, bro. CYP's asking for an ass whooping. Sometimes you gotta, you know, beat up the child when you tell him, you know, when you have that kid and you tell him, don't fuck with that, don't fuck with that, you're gonna get hurt. Then he gets hurt. What do you tell him? You fucked around and found out. That's what CYP is asking for. And all of us back here are asking for it too. You're trying to see the two big dogs fight. No, it's looking like a grizzly bear with CYP and my boy a panda bear, bro. He don't want the smoke. Damn, it's disappointing, man. It's disappointing, Ness. But we need to get that fight. We need to get the fight, man.
We want that fight.
We all want that fight. Stop acting like David, bro. I don't want to say CYP's Canelo and you're David pretending you want to fight the dude, man. Let's get the fight, man. And this Puerto Rican shit, man, I think there's only one real Puerto Rican in there, and it's Rocky. The rest don't even speak Spanish. So don't miss me with that Puerto Rican stuff, man. Have a good one, S.
Yo, why are you so mean? This guy's terrible. Yo, G-Von sent in the weigh-in footage.
Well, that's not going to hold up in court. We didn't do anything illegal except knock over a mailbox with our friends.
Sir, yes, you have made a valid point. I'm sorry.
So there you go, Matt. He's saying that's what he weighs, bro. That was his response. He's 235. Days counter.
Yo.
Ness,
so tell me how after my call, I go into the 24/7 chat on Discord, and I see a nigga saying I can't take a nigga serious whose voice is cracking. Right? I didn't even know who that was, Ness. So G-Von calls in, and G-Von starts saying the same shit, making fat jokes, sneak this to me. You see, this nigga wouldn't even say my name. He's pussy. So I told G-Von in the 24/7 chat, I said, gang, since Jonathan Simmons don't want to fight me, let me fight you. I didn't even know this was G-Von. I didn't even know it was him. I said, how about you fight me? I'll send the money right now. All you got to do is just say you want to fight me. Ness, you know what this nigga said?
What'd he say?
He kept making fat jokes and says, I'll see you in the street. I said, why you want to see me in the street? Let's do it in Border Wars. You live in California, I live in Florida. South Florida, Broward County, 954. He don't want to take the fight. So CYP is right. G-Von is a dog. He's a fucking Chihuahua. He's a Yorkie. Yorkie, bro. I'm a Great Dane. I'm a Rottweiler. You don't want no smoke. Offered to step in for my man CYP so I can knock your ass out, and you don't want no smoke. You don't want no smoke. So I'm starting to think that foreign footage is AI, is fake. You stole that shit from somebody else. And I think your prison stories is fake. I'm going to go that far with it. Because you say you did all this time in prison, but you don't want to fight CYP. You don't want to fight me. This is the biggest event of the Border Wars, Ness. We was hyped for this shit. We wanted to see it. The minute that the footage of CYP supposedly getting injured or whatever when he had the fight, G-Von, you said you didn't want to fight from them. Before CYP even spoke himself, you said the fight is off, which means you didn't want to fight the whole time. Just like CYP said, you didn't think CYP was a real nigga. You didn't think he was actually going to fight you. Ness, didn't this nigga already send you the money to fight?
Yep.
You sent the money to lock in for the fight. CYP saying he still want to fight you, right? You don't want to fight. You pussy, my nigga. I smoke pussy. Is that you, G-Von? It's you, my nigga. You're not like that, bro. You talk a good game. You did a great job getting everybody hyped with your phone calls. Oh, I'll kill this nigga, CYP. I was in prison for 10 years. Yeah, you know, I may have dropped the soap 2 or 3 times, but you know what happened? Nah, nigga, bro, that's all you do. You just call in, you talk your shit on the phone calls. You're not really about that life, my nigga. You're not about that. You don't want no smoke. You don't want no smoke. Jonathan Sims don't want that smoke. My nigga, you can get the smoke. You say I'm fat, this fat nigga knock your ass out, my nigga. I put that on God. So you want the fade, call back in, bro. Let's get it. Just say you want it. You already set the money, right? Just say you want the smoke. Let's get it. I'll step in for CYP. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. The boxing voice, man. Let's make the Border Wars the biggest boxing event of 2024, nigga. Days versus Devon. I'm going to show y'all this nigga pussy. I'm calling you bluff. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the Canelo fight, nigga. Fight me, nigga. Hey, CYP. CYP. I'm a part of TBX now, nigga. Shout out to Tip Bayless and shout out to my Mexican son, Joker, nigga. We out.
Yo. Pistol Maz, Parkway Mozzie, you need a watch for the step challenge? Nah, I'm sure you could just use your phone, but I do have a watch, you know, because I like that accuracy, you feel me? But I always had the watch, you know? Lawn Care Pros LLC, bro talking greasy and don't want to fight? I'm Puerto Rican. Yo, that's hilarious. Rollies 305, welcome to Prospect Level. Lawn Care Pros LLC, welcome to the Prospect Level. Bo in Bama, what is up?
Yeah. This is on. Oh, man. It's going to be amazing. The great Genghis Khan said, nothing is good until it's finished, man. You know, people nitpick and, oh, the promotion there. Oh, the fighters ain't this. They ain't like they was back in the old day. Man, we don't want to hear about that soft-ass shit, man. Now it's better than ever, you know? You can make a name for yourself. Some people already got names. Some people already got awards, you know? But right now, I'm here just to give you some news you can use. Everybody know why we coming to Milwaukee. Bama Bowl Promotions, that is. The Vegas, the CYPs, the James Benitez's, the Mustafas, the Sean Joneses, the Keems, the... You know, we coming for championships and pussy, man. No other reason. Two reasons. One reason. No more reasons. You know, we leaving with belts and medals, for real. Benitez, whole lifestyle change, man. Whole lifestyle change. Entire lifestyle change. Losing weight like crazy. Getting in shape like crazy. Week by week. Day by day. Small battles being won to win the war. They putting bounties on Puerto Rican's head, James Benitez, Vega. You know, the bounties ain't a thing, ain't nothing but a, you know, it's nothing for us to up the bounty. I don't even feel comfortable doing this, bro, but they said $300 for the head of any Puerto Rican. We're going to say $350 for any Puerto Rican who gets a knockout in Border Wars. That's a part of Bama Bowl Promotions. So we just going to up the wage, you know. I ain't into that at all, but I don't think it's right. And two rights don't make a wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. Three rights make a left. It don't matter, man. 350 on the head of anybody that the Puerto Ricans get victories against via knockout. It is what it is, man. We just going to run it that way. Vega chasing Chris Vega. Bad luck to the one being chased. Good luck to the chaser. And there's multiple types of boogeyman. Who is it? CYP and G-Von. There's a lot of types of boogeyman. It's boogeyman in your dreams. It's boogeyman under your bed. You know, it's boogeyman that's just only in your head. But it seems like CYP, the boogeyman that's actually in the room with you. You know? So... Hey, nightmares become real sometime. And it look like it's becoming real even for the guys that's not going to actually be there. I'm at work, man. That's all I got right now. I got to start back listening with my AirPods. But, yeah, shout out Don King. Shout out Roger Mayweather. We're coming for them belts. We're coming for them medals.
All right. So it looks like we got some new footage of Nathan here on the Border Wars Facebook group.
To remind you of what you truly deserve. Sometimes it takes...
Nathan needs to work on that balance. You know, and that is Coach Adrian. Coach Adrian, this is going to be your responsibility. This would be a loss on your record, man. Why are you beating that man to the stomach like that? Oh, my God, the slipping. He needs some work. I ain't going to front, you know. I only know how to be honest. I don't know if this is the final rounds and whatnot, but, yeah, he needs some work. Anthony just might get this win. Okay, okay. He got him on a treadmill going backwards. Okay. He just might be able to get in shape before the fight. Oh, you better be careful trying to throw that hook. Oh, yeah. Tough fight for Nathan, bro. He's working, though. That's that dog work. Look at him. It's just rough around. He's not smooth with the footwork yet or the hands. But he putting in the work. He's going to be in shape. Okay. That boy working. It's that slipping. It's that slipping for me. And that boy putting in work. I ain't gonna front. Even as a highlight reel, listen, he putting in work. He lean too. No body fat, man. Shit. I got stomach like a mug. He ain't got nothing. That's all lean right there. He looking better shape than Adrian. Rightfully so, though. He the fighter. It's that slipping, man. They need to. Oh. So maybe you seen that? I got to go back. Maybe they did send us the old round and they slipped a fresh round here. Look. Did I go back too much? Look. That was him fresh. Look at that. The extension, the left hook looks way better. So is this early in the workout or was that, you know? See, you got to be careful, man. Dudes be trying to fish. They be putting out fake footage, man. Because that three-punch combination looked better than everything he showed us in his entire video. So, got to be careful, Ant. Got to be careful. Yeah, there go another good three-piece. All right. Shout out to my man, Nathan. He's going to be fighting Anthony Forbes from Florida. We got Jay Swift. What's going on? Oh, Forbes in the super chat. He said $5. Me for the KO. Yeah, I mean, let's hope, bro. Make sure it looks better than the last fight. I want to see you look more impressive. You know, that was a little bit. You got a knockdown in that fight. Hey, yo, and I'm taking care of you. Look at me. I took care of you in that fight. I gave him. It was like a voice contestant singer. He done put hands on a country rock singer. Now I'm giving you this Viking Mikkel Kessler warrior. I'm taking care of you, man. Taking care of you, Ant. But you gotta put it together. Like I said, I didn't get to say it. That knockdown you got, it was more like shove, you know, wrestling type shit. Feel me? You got to put it together. Jay Swift, you going to unmute? Fum.
One, two, one, two. Can you hear me?
I hear you now. You lucky. I was about to slam.
Dun, dun, bro, you don't never dun, ever, dun, you give everybody a whole lot of time. You every time you bring me on, you give me like 3 seconds and then you go on to the next person.
Bro, because
you gotta stop doing it.
Is that
you gotta stop doing it?
Is that you don't be knowing how to work your phone? If you knew how to work
your phone. Nah, man, it ain't you be nothing. You give me 3 seconds, you give everybody else 15 seconds.
I ain't even ring the bell yet, bro. What is you talking about?
Bro, I'm just telling you about how you bring me on. That's what I'm talking about.
I introduce you as Jay from Dykeman, all right, then? What are you talking about?
Okay, all right. But you only give me 3 seconds to respond.
That's just sometimes,
that's
bro.
That's what I'm talking
about. That's just sometimes.
Nah, man. It's you got to be consistent with everybody, man. You can't treat us like one person one way and another person another way. You got to be consistent, bro.
You got to be consistent.
Fam. Anyway, much love to the Border Wars. Your boy G-Von is I don't know, man. I think he got lazy during his training, and he's not as in great shape as he thought he would be in by the end of July, going into August. And CYP, he been in shape since he was.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What, 3 years old? So, you know, that's a natural for him. So I'm just like, wow. But you know what? Don't get salty, Javon. Don't get salty. You know, just fuck it. Just you're not ready. Let it go. You know, that's all. Because a lot of people just get tired of motherfuckers running their mouth about how tough they are. And then as soon as that date starts to get closer, people have second thoughts about fighting. But CYP, I just want to tell you something, man. Have you heard of Michael Spinks? Let me tell you about Michael Spinks. Him and his brother, Leon Spinks, they went to the Olympics. Leon got a gold medal. And I think Michael Spinks got a silver medal. But the bottom line is he was the light heavyweight champ for a long time. Just like you, CYP, he was the light heavyweight champ. But they needed some action in the heavyweight division. And they convinced Michael Spinks to go up in the heavyweight division. And when he got there, he was busting everybody up, all the heavyweights. So, you know, some people could see that coming. You know, they could see that Michael Spinks in you coming. And they like, well, I'm gonna jump out the heavyweight division, and I'm gonna go to he's probably gonna go down to welterweight now. That way he can, you know, have to deal with you or Tip. But yo, I respect it, the whole shebang. You want to call out. But stop threatening people in a situation where we're not even there. We're not in the streets. This Border Wars is legit. Boxing is legit. We in the ring. You want to threaten somebody? Put your boxing shoes on and get in the ring and stand in the middle of the ring and threaten everybody, and dare them to come across the ropes. That's how you do that. You know what I mean? Anyway, yo, I'm out. Good. Oh, another thing. They're saying Shakur and Javante Davis is going to fight. What you think, Ness? Is that going to fight? Is that going to happen?
I mean, Shakur's allegedly a free agent. Loma allegedly don't want it, so... Let's see, right? Maybe.
Yeah, I'd like to see a fight, though, because I just think that if you're going to compare him to Pernell Whitaker, I think he should watch Pernell Whitaker more. Because it's not, he's got the youth and everything on his side, Shakur Stevenson. But he's got to watch Pernell Whitaker intently. If he really wants that win, those accolades, he's got to watch him. Anyway, I'm out. Much love to everybody. Where your boy at? Where Toots on that?
I don't know. You know how it go, baby. He ain't got to be on any show. He ain't got to be on any show. Jermaine, what up? You? Vega.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, good afternoon. How are you today, man?
All good.
Nice, man. Wow, Border Wars show. I'm shocked. Feels like forever since we've done one. I see we got a card now. We got what? You said 5 fights? That's good news, man. A little bit of traction. The only question I have is, though, is how is Esteban going to fight Oscar? Esteban, he's not. I don't think he's 35 or older.
Now we're trying to get a petition.
Gotcha. Okay. That's cool. All right. Yeah, man. I see you said that a lot of people paid. So I'm going to get them matched up. So it seems like Javon just ain't going to fight, huh?
That's what shame. It seems like.
Yeah, man, I remember. I mean, I've listened to him say after he fights CYP, he want to fight Sean. But it's just been such a weird energy change. I really don't understand. I know he's given his reasons, but it's just like, damn, from one day, it's intense. It's, you know, I'm going to kill him legally to, you know, oh, I don't want to fight him. I wonder what it really changed, man. You know, it's funny because a lot of rumors about sparring footage and is it really him? And, you know, it's just, yeah, it's unfortunate. Bro, that, I like G-Bone. I like the shit he talks.
At talk. Least that, sending some new footage, like that old footage, like sending some new footage.
Yeah, man.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm hoping to hear from Chris. Chris Vega, man, where you at? I mean, I remember he said he was school police, man. School's out. What's going on? I mean, I know you could probably work summer school, but that ain't the whole day. You know, we seen him work out a couple of times on the Facebook. He put a couple of videos. But, I mean, I don't blame him, bro. I mean, if I had to fight me, I'd be scared too. I mean, oh, shit. I might catch a charge. Mm. Like, bro, I'm really going to beat this dude up. I'm not playing, man. Like, this shit is – I'm frustrated. And it ain't for any particular reason. You know, they make fun of me because they say that training camp Vega, he's more intense. He's angry. Yeah, man. Like, it's we got like, what, 6 weeks out? I can't wait to beat someone the fuck up. Like, I've had to spar guys taller than me, you know, heavier than me. Then I got to spar the guys that are quicker than me, more experienced. Yo, everyone I spar is better than this guy, Chris Vega. So when I get the opportunity, yo, I don't want no standing 8 counts. I'm going to be punching him till he fucking falls out or he quits. I'm not playing when I say that. I've said it once. I said it again. My energy don't change like other people, man. I'm 100% focused, and I can't wait to get to Milwaukee. I cannot wait. Ness, please, for the love of God, don't let anything fall through because I'm ready. I am ready. I'll see you in Milwaukee.
You got it, my man. King Born.
Yo, you hear me, right? You hear me, Les?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man. Live chat, power chat, board or chat. Let's get to the shit, man. Let me tell you something right now, bro. Talking this Puerto Rican shit. Talking this Boricua shit, right? But you know my man Rocky Rodriguez, a.k.a. Piranha Don, he Puerto Rican. So it's Puerto Rico Violencio. It's Puerto Rican Valence Day. And let me tell you something. You talked all that shit about, oh, y'all coming for belts? Yeah, you could come for belts. But when it comes against my fighter, that shit ain't happening. Listen, fucking Norway got a better chance of winning, fucking beating the U.S. men's Olympic basketball team than Benitez beating the Piranha Don. Remember that, bro. If fucking Norway got a better chance of beating, and Norway don't got no basketball play, so you know what I mean, right? It ain't no way in hell, it ain't no chance your man is beating my fighter. So I ain't worrying about that. When it come to Piranha down, fucking training, he's hungry, starved out. He wants to get on that list of the great fighters like Keem and Border Wars, or like Tank and, or you know, like, or Tank, the Tank and Border Wars, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So my guy is coming to destroy, snapping heads, clean the fuck off. That's what's going on. And guess what? I got this job where I can move around. It's a very 90% chance that I'm going to be in Milwaukee. Yeah, because my job is at Chicago, so I can just get a load out there, yo. Like I said, yo, Ness, man, do not let Bo fool you with the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They not going to get no pussy, and they ain't, and one of his fighters ain't getting no belt. One of his fighters ain't getting no belts. And whoever fighting my fighter, they damn sure ain't going to get no belt, and they ain't winning. I'm on it, y'all, yo, Ness. My fucking Bluetooth going out. Love y'all. Border Wars. And motherfucking Milwaukee. Be there, be squared, shit going down. Piranha Don going to destroy the Puerto Rican Benitez. Yeah, Wilfred Benitez's cousin. I said it. Peace. I'm out.
All right. Treese, what up?
Y'all.
Yo.
What up, though? What up, though? I like this Border Wars. What up, though? I like this Border Wars shit. I like this. I like this. I like this. I heard somebody say Vega Genesis, but like I say, man, you can play with a Sega, but don't play with Vega coming out of West Palm Beach. You feel me? He's going crazy over there. I heard that if you reach, then he teach from West Palm Beach. I like my boy. I like my boy. He's talking real violence. You feel me? We got my boy, the biggest hater out of Decatur. You feel me? James Benitez, the Atlanta Panda. The Puerto Rican Punisher. I like my guy. He real violent. I seen that he really out here training. He's sparring. Like my man Bo said, he done changed his life up. He going crazy. This is a, we got my man Tip. You feel me? Tip Bayless. You talk shit, he might leave you brainless. I like my guy. You feel me? He talk a lot of nonsense about some of these fighters, but Tip, he out here really putting in the work. He training. CYP, I don't know what you got going on. I don't know what G-Von got going on, but I hope y'all get a fight. I hope y'all get right. Get tight. I see you got to heal your bicep up. I know you talking violence, like you may want to take a bare knuckle fight if you going to Wisconsin. You know me, Montana ain't too far from there. You feel me? We can put you in the circuit, get you a bare knuckle fight if that's what you went to. But hey man, the Midwest Mafia, we will be in the building for this Border Wars. This is lining up to be very serious. Ness, you realize that you got damn near as many shows as the PBC got this year. You feel me? If you put on,
yo, we got those two more Border Wars shows. We right there with them.
I was just, yeah. If you close out the year in the, you feel me? If you end the year, we'll put on a show every month. You fuck around, catch PBC,
bro.
This is crazy.
We gonna fuck around and get one in Vegas, cause like I just got literally hit up by a gym out here. And they like, yo, come have a meeting with me. You can throw your event here. It's a private event. They got the ref, everything. It's crazy, yo. So
look.
Yeah. We fuck around, throw one in the end of the year in Vegas. Because it's cold everywhere else except here. I mean, it's still cold here, but just like at night, it gets real cold.
Yeah. I found out the hard way when I had went there. I was like, wait, on some chilly shit. Got to pack up the hoodies. Going to wear them this time. Yeah. I had the hoodies, just didn't wear it. It looked sunny, but it was colder than you thought out there. But, But, yeah, that's crazy. Like I say, you're going to catch PBC with the shows, man. I'm with it. We got the promotion going, like I say, man. The Puerto Rican Punisher, man. James Benitez, man. The biggest hater out of Decatur, man. Oh, I love it, man. Hey. Rocky Rodriguez, you got to call in. You got to talk your shit. Chris Vega, you got to call in and talk your shit. My man just said you a school teacher, man. You got to serve him. He just said school's out oh shit, it sounds like he about to suspend you out this month. Hey, Vega, don't hurt him too crazy, man. This training kept Vega. This is real intense. I like what I'm seeing. Shout out TBV, man. Shout out Toledo, Ohio, man. Midwest Mafia, we will be in the building. Hopefully we find a way to get me a maybe I'm be a special guest judge or something, you know. But shout out TBV, man. This is damn, I'm excited. I'm excited. Y'all be cool, man.
All right. Yo, you could probably do that special judge shit. We do want judges. Nathan, what's up, man? We just showed your footage. Nathan. You. Adrian, what up? Oh, Nathan jumped on. You there?
Yeah, hey, what's up, Nas? I can hear you now.
Hey, what's going on, brother? We just showed your footage.
Yeah, man, I just saw that.
I didn't know what to think. At first, I'm like, oh, he looks like he's a little rough behind the edges. But there were some combinations there, three-punch combinations specifically that you threw with a lot more speed, a lot more technique and fluidity than most of that video. So do you know what parts of your session that was pieced together? Because it makes me wonder, was that, you know, at the end and you were tired possibly?
Yeah, most of that was actually like at the end, but there were bits and pieces of it that were kind of spread out throughout the day when I was training.
Okay. Because definitely we seen a combination there that looked impressive. But you certainly need more work on your footwork, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm here putting in work every day, man. I'm doing my best.
I see that, bro. You're doing everything, and you're lean. You're lean, man. are you eating clean too?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to eat as clean as I can and stay lean and mean, not fat and funky. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get like you, bro. You had zero stomach, bro.
Yeah, but before I started this, man, I had a little bit of a belly. Now it's starting to go away.
Yeah, man. Good for you. But yeah,
I'm putting in that work every day, training up for Border Wars. And I hope Anthony's been training, man, because I've been training every day and he's coming into my house, so I ain't going to make it easy for him.
Nah, he's training, man, and Adrian knows that. Anthony drove all the way from Florida to Wisconsin, so, you know, just to train. So we know he's training. Have you watched the footage of him, though?
I've seen a few videos. I couldn't tell if they were, like, newer or older. But yeah, I've seen some clips.
Did you see the fight that he had in Florida?
I'm not 1,000% sure on that.
Wow.
We're gonna
make sure to get that to you via Adrian.
All right.
I'm texting him the link right now, and I'm gonna just go ahead and screen. Oh man, I keep forgetting that this Chrome doesn't let me shut that damn thing up, so I'm gonna have to screen share on Safari. But yeah, I'm sending Adrian the link so he could get it to you after the call. Yeah, but you should definitely take a look. I mean, look, this is 2 years ago, so you know, who knows how much better he's gotten, you know.
Right.
But at least you know, at least you'll have something, you know, to go off of. Because bag footage and things like that, it's different when someone's coming at you, right?
Right. No, I hear you, man. And that's what I've been trying to do, is keep y'all updated with videos every week, me improving little by little, you know, just so y'all stay hype.
Nah, for sure. We appreciate that, man. We appreciate that because, you know, no one really knows you. So this is a way for them to get to know you and get behind your story.
Hell yeah, man. I'm going to get back to it, man. I got to get training here, so I'll catch
sure,
y'all later.
Thing.
All right, take care.
Shout out, Nathan. Let's see here. Why? So even Even with, even on Safari, I don't know. It must be a bug, cause. All right, now it's not making noise. That's what I wanted to do. So here we go. This is some footage of Anthony Forbes. Let's extend this show a few more minutes. This was in Pro Box. I will always be proud of this because this was in Pro Box before Pro Box ever opened its doors. Shout out to Gary Jonas for allowing us to do our thing. That's Info Joe in the ring, our ring announcer. You know, me and Adrian on the commentary. And Anthony Forbes for the ring walk. I don't like that headgear. That's cheating, Anthony. Cheating. You're going to have a chin strap. Disgusting. Disgusting. Who let him get that off? See, that's the beauty. USA Boxing, that won't be allowed. These dudes would try everything and anything under the sun. Somebody try to come in with 12 ounces, knowing we fighting in 16s. But obviously, it's USA Boxing, so now we'll be fighting in 12s. My boy, Info Joe. Let's get some Info Joe from Sean.
But hey, man, we gotta get it.
Oh, man, whatever. It ain't working. All right, let's fast forward to see some fight, right? So this dude that he's fighting was some sort of contestant for The Voice or winner for The Voice or some shit, one of those singing shows. You can tell Anthony's naturally bigger than him, though. And this is why I'm concerned with Nathan, because Nathan and this musician have similarities in that footwork. Guys really need to get that footwork under control before they go in there trying to compete. Not to say that Anthony Ford's footwork is any better, but he's more comfortable, you see? But he commits a lot of, look, sins, relying on reflexes. So we'll see if Adrian is even watching this tape. Has he watched it? I mean, I sent him the link now, so maybe, you know. Obviously, Adrian's trained with, look, Anthony just did a hop switch of stance there. And you see there, when he threw the right hand, back foot totally in the air. So, you know, he commits a lot of mistakes. And that was the knockdown that I was saying. It's more push than, you know, punch, but whatever. It was ruled a knockdown. So, yeah, man, you can find this on the YouTube channel. Just wanted to make sure that he knew what he was up against. Shout out to Anthony, though. He sold like 25 tickets. Brought a lot of people to watch him fight. We got Adrian, what up?
Can you hear me, brother?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah. So, you know, Nathan versus Anthony is an interesting fight, actually, because I've trained with both of them. I've sparred plenty of rounds with Anthony. There's footage of it. I've dropped it. So I know exactly how Anthony fights.
You say you've watched him.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think he paid for when he came down to Wisconsin? We sparred several rounds. I dropped footage in the chat.
No. I was doing a play on words and said, you said you dropped him.
I did drop him more than once.
No, I mean,
and he'll admit to it.
No, I mean, drop him. Yeah. Like him getting punched and then falling.
Yeah, yeah. It's on video. It's in the chat. Oh. I've dropped Forbes. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, I know.
So you know how to beat him, is what you're saying. You know how to beat him. Hold
on. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, Anthony Forbes is a real warrior. Like, he's taking on Nathan, knowing that I'm training him, knowing that I've sparred Anthony and seen where his strengths and weaknesses are. So shout out to Anthony Forbes, because he's really taking on a challenge. Now, as to the footwork, Anthony's been training for a couple years. Nathan has been training for a couple months. Trust me, we're going to get that footwork right by the time we get to Border Wars into. I mean, you got to look at the sparring partners that Nathan is going to have. Jerome Lambert, professional fighter. Other professional fighters. He's going to get top-tier sparring once to twice a week leading into this. He's going to be sparring guys. We've seen Anthony's style. We got guys in the gym who fight similar to him, but better, obviously. So, I mean, it's going to be a great fight, and Nathan's footwork will improve. The biggest difference is we're willing to show the flaws in him working on things and getting better, because that's the whole point. Nobody comes in being Floyd Mayweather or being this, that, or the other thing. And, yeah, you know, we're going to break down Anthony's footage, and we're going to come up with a game plan. I mean, I'm doing pretty good. I just had a fighter go win the Junior Olympics and win a gold medal in her division against one of Kelly Pavlik's amateur fighters, who unfortunately is still ranked number one above us, even though we beat her at the Junior Olympics. So we just got to get a little bit higher on the point system. So, you know, it's about looking at fights from a high level, coming up with a game plan based on your fighter's attributes, what he's good at, what he's not good at, looking at his opponent, breaking them down to what he's good at and what he's not good at. And as you know, Ness, I don't got too many losses as a coach in Border Wars, and I don't have a whole ton of losses, period. So, I mean, he's going to be trained on that level. He's training alongside Jerome half the time, so he's training alongside pros. That's why you see him cutting that body fat out, getting in shape. I mean, he's going to come ready to throw punches for all three rounds, and we're coming to dominate. I got nothing but love for Anthony Forbes, man. He's my guy. I like him, but, you know, for 9 minutes, you know, we're going to have to beat him down.
Sounds like some fun to me.
So, you know, it is what it is. We're working hard over here in Wisconsin. All you guys who are interested in joining the Border Wars, if you're on the edge, go ahead and join so I can find you an opponent. You know, there's plenty of guys over here we can coax into getting off the couch and coming to fight you. You know, just put in the work. You guys seen the video of how Nate's working? Man, y'all start working like Nathan. If that's not what you're doing in the gym right now, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You're just failing yourself. That's how hard you should be working. And those are just little clips of what we're doing. That boy's in the gym 3-4 hours a day training for this. So everybody, step your game up. Take a few videos. Show your work. All right, brother. You have a good one, my man.
All right. We got. I have no clue. What is this? Telenice? Telekeith? I don't know. Telekines? Oh, Telekine Sports?
Maybe. Yeah, Telkinese Sports Media. How's it going there?
All right.
Yeah, signed up. Shout out to Bama Bowl Promotions.
Okay.
My one of Bama Bowl's fighters.
Oh.
Fighting out of Tennessee. So we're gonna put in work, spark out a few clowns up there, Border Wars, and put on a great display of my skills. I can fight in either cruiserweight or heavyweight. I heard that there's a bear that's loose up there at Border Wars. That's Devon, I think his name is. I think he's ducking. And if you want somebody to fight, I'm here for it. I knock him out, spark the fuck out. And if there's anyone else anywhere between cruiserweight and heavy, I'm here for it, and I'll knock them spark out too.
All right. Well, I mean, Bo has your information. It sucks that you're with Bo because, you know, we do need a step-in cruiserweight for CYP, and we need a heavyweight for Sean Jones, which is two of your, you know, promotional mates. So I don't know how that's going to go, but I guess Bo will handle those negotiations, maybe. You broke up there.
Sorry about that. Shout out to Bo for having my back, and shout out to you, Ness.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. Rocky, what's up? Rocky, what up?
Yo, yo, Ness, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yo, my bad. That quality might be a little bit bad on the Bluetooth. But salute to you, man. Salute to the old Border Wars, man. I hear they putting money on my head. they got a bounty on the Boricua, you know? Hey, but get your money back, motherfuckers. I ain't dead. Look, man, I'm going in there to win. I've been working real hard, bro. And shout out to James Benitez, you know. I heard about all the hard work he's been doing as well. And when you think about it, right, Ness, like, have I ever called the show and spoke negatively about anybody?
Never.
Jay Benitez either, right? We're two of the coolest dudes. So, how did we get matched up? I'm going to tell you how. I'm going to tell you what really happened. That janky-ass promoter, Bama Bo, he got an issue with me. So, he had to stick his dog on me. And that's the truth, bro, you know? And I'm going to have to take his boy down by association. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's why I had to go pick up King Born. Because why would you want to hang out in Alabama when you can go to Brooklyn? You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go into Wisconsin. We're going to win that fight. And also, we scouting, man. We watching all the other fights, too, because I heard them boys in Wisconsin is pretty scrappy. So, hey, maybe the next fight, they could come to Florida, and I'll take on one of them. But listen, man, it is what it is. We put in that work. It's going to be fun. You know, and it's all fun and promotion and stuff like that. But on the real, this has been a life-changing experience for me, man. Like, I'm getting in better shape, and it's real positive. So to anybody who's on the fence about it, man, just sign up, man. Sign up. It'll change your life, bro. But that's all I got, champ. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you. Fuck. All right, let me see what else we got. We did get some new footage from Tip. Main event, Tip. That's why he main event, bro. That's why he main event. Why? Because he always providing the people with what they need. You know, updates. Weekly. Daily. Here we go. Main event Tip. What's up? Why is this not where I want it to be? All right, let me see. Can we do this? Whatever. Oh, speed. Speed. That's power. Okay. Oh, you walking? Oh, you walking? You lazy? You lazy, Tip? Good job, bro. Solid job. You gotta let your hands go, fam. Okay. Good hook. All right, Tip. That's how you do, man. Show these guys, man. Shout out the main event, Tip. Looks like we got Rollies in the 305. This says, I'm ready to go. 168, 175, Masters Division, Novice. Ooh, Novice. That's the thing. The only masters I got at that is not a novice. He got 11 amateur fights, but he's a master. He's 47, though. He's 47. We got Forbes back with another five. He said, laugh out loud, you right. But it was 2-3 knockdowns. But I told you, I want all the smoke. Run for no smoke. So that's Anthony admitting that he was knocked down and sparring with his trainer, Adrian Rowan. Shout out to Old School Boxing. We got Brambo $2. G-Von sent fake footage and ducked. Cap letters. Facts. Damn. Anthony Forbes with the fat $10. I have no style. I'm water. That's what's funny. Hands up. Stoppage. He dropped me once, which is fine. Unless I forgot. One. It's two. Okay. Because that's during training. Tried to call in. Yeah, and Rollies, man. Yeah, you got to sign up and we're going to get the work, man. 175. I got a 175-er. I wonder, can Anthony Edwards make 175? He certainly is masters. How old are you, Rollies? Let me get a regular chat in the live chat about your age. How old is you? He said, Jesse, you can't say Tip is a 50-50 scrap. He got a fight. He took a fight. Two people wanted to fight Tip, and he took no time. He wasted no time to accept a fight and get right in the training camp. You know? Fight is fight, man. Talk is talk, man. That's how it be. Tip, what up? That's why you don't even see Supermax. Where he at? Where you at, yeah. Supermax? What's up, champ?
Yeah. Y'all know what time it is. Mr. Main Event. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Stole the Show. You know what I'm saying? TBX in the building. You know, shout out to Days holding it down. You know what? When they supposed to show. And it's a shame, you know? Clicked up with these dudes and they not even showing up, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, you know? We going to send our prayers to him. You know what I'm saying? We going to keep it in the church, man. We going to keep it in the church. Shout out to Sims, man. Shout out. Yeah, but Ness, you already know what time it is, man. Dropping the footage, weekly updates. I just got to, you know, like you said, man, I got to give the people what they want, man. You know, I got to send the real stuff, you know? Not no fakes. You feel me? You know, dudes out here still sending fake footage. You know what I'm saying? But now they back and out of fights, you know, coming with fake weight clauses and all types of stuff. I don't know what's going on with these dudes. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sean Jones, man. Dude out here looking for a fight, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, G-Von don't even want to show up. Like, it's nasty out here, man. I'll tell you, it's real nasty out here. But you know what I'm saying? I'm coming to Milwaukee. I already told all my peoples, everybody on my side getting excited. I got people, you know what I'm saying, telling me they're going to come out to see the fight. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna bring my city out to Milwaukee, man. We just gonna take over. That's how it's gonna be, man. It's gonna look like the DMV in Milwaukee. I'm telling you that now. That's really what it's gonna look like. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where Emperor King got. He been in hiding since the Border War started. You know what I'm saying? We seen one clip of him, and we ain't seen him since. I don't even know if my opponent gonna show up. I'm sorry, y'all. You know, it's just the truth. Like, has he even called in? Like, where is he at? Yo, we need to put up missing posters for the Emperor King. And, you know, we going to get that done. We going to put a missing posters for the Emperor King because ain't nobody seen or heard from this dude in over 3 weeks, man. We just seen super chats. You feel me? These are AI. These are AI-created super chats. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't never seen or heard from dudes since, man. So, you know, I'm kind of skeptical now, Ness, if my opponent actually going to show up on fight night, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to leave the royal city down, you know what I'm saying, when they king comes home. You feel me? It's crazy out here, man. It's crazy out here. But yeah, man, shout out to everybody coming to Border Wars, Battle of the Vegas, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Supermax, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, he over there losing his weight, man, doing what he's supposed to do. But yeah, y'all know what I'm saying? CYP. My boys still need a fight, so you know what I'm saying? If y'all really want to get down, you know what I'm saying? Holla at my man, bro, because we not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? We still here, TBX. We holding it down, you know what I'm saying? We the show. And hopefully we get another one in Vegas. Because, I promise you, I'm going to really show out in Vegas. I already got people in Vegas. I got big people in Vegas, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, we get another show by the end of the year. You know what I'm saying? Because I heard somebody else wanted some smoke. And, you know, I'm coming for all the smoke this year, man. This is my year. This is the takeover, man. This is the takeover forever. But I'm out, Ness.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. Sean Jones, what up? I tried, man. I've been trying to get G-Von to give you that fight, man. He not interested right now. Sean, you got to unmute.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Perfect. So I got a public service announcement, all right? And I'm going to choose my words very carefully so it's not misconstrued, okay? Everybody knows that I fight. I come to fight. I don't call in just to talk shit. I've paid my fees, my non-refundable fees to be in Border Wars, okay? I am the A-side. I'm the number one ranked heavyweight. Nobody seems to want to fight me, so I got to put a sense of urgency out there for the people, okay? We're 52 days out, 7.5 weeks. As the A-side, I require a 6-week training camp minimum, which I think is very generous. I'm a very busy man running the business. I need 6 weeks to get ready. So with that being said, I need an opponent by August 1st. Otherwise, I will see you guys in Vegas in December. Okay, August 1st. Anybody coming to fight me after August 1st will be received as a duck. It will be received as intentional. Okay. Next, I do not want G-Von. G-Von has shown to be a duck, obviously. And everybody knows I have had people duck in the future. I paid fees, I bought in flights, hotels, just to have opponents not show up. So I know what that's like. So G-Von will not be considered in the Sean Jones sweepstakes because I don't want no bullshit. So that's my public service announcement. 6'1", 245 pounds. You've got till August 1st to holler at me. Ness, that's all I got. If you have any questions for me, I can answer those now. But as soon as I get a fight, I'll start dropping some footage.
Nah, man, I can't, you know, there's not many questions, bro. I've been trying and calling everybody and, you know, asking people to sign up. I don't think it's anything that anyone is afraid of you. I think that the just go around, we just haven't gotten many heavyweights.
I'm with you. I understand. I know Bo's working in the background. I know you are. Nothing like that. This is more of a, you know, an announcement for people who are signing up or thinking about signing up to let them know, hey, you're on the clock if you want to fight me for the heavyweight.
No, for sure. I mean, you're within your right, you know. Like you said, you got a business to run, you know. You can't be waiting on people forever. And you got to train, bro. That's the most important thing.
So that's all I got. But I will let you get to the next caller, and hopefully I'll be seeing everybody in Milwaukee.
All right. There you go, man. We definitely need some heavyweights to step up. We need anyone in the 200-plus pound division to step up. We got Sean available. Obviously, we need 168-pound masters. With experience, not novice. What else we got? We need someone for CYP. You know, cruiserweight, 185 plus under 200. You know, 199 and under. We need someone for. I don't know who's Trevor. It's maybe Trevor's Emperor King. That might make sense. So, yeah. We do need more people to sign up. Obviously, we need a big heavyweight for Supermax. Somebody give Supermax a fight. He needs a big guy in his division. He's another heavyweight. But not on Sean's, caliber. So it's like a chubby weight, you know what I mean? Because Supermax is like 5'10". Was 300. He say he coming in under. The rumor on the internet streets is that he's coming in 260. I don't buy that, but we'll see. I follow him on Instagram. I don't see 260. So, unless he's about to cut a leg off, I don't see how he gonna do it. But hey, tough love. Maybe I'm motivating him, keep him going, All right, I think that is all the callers now that I see. And that's GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. We back at it at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. We'll be right back to boxing, not USA boxing. This is our USA boxing event that we'll be holding September 14th. So if you want to join us, hit me up. Okay, Emperor King is Trevor. So, yes, that's a good thing. Got it. All right. Yeah, catch me on the next one, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern. Peace.